Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi, everybody. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope everybody that celebrated had a fantastic and safe Thanksgiving. Hope you also survived Black Friday, too. It's Cyber Monday now, and it's also the last day of November. Yes, it's the 30th of November, 2020. Got all the best technology news that have been happening over the past few days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Ah, stories. You sick of them yet? You know, stories like on Instagram and so many other places. Well, if you're sick of them, you don't really care about this, that Spotify's getting into the trend now, too. Yeah, that's right. The music streaming service has now started to test its own version of stories. Apparently, this is a way for artists and companies to actually connect with their audience. Yeah, it's basically ads for fans. Now, granted, yeah, Spotify's actually been working on this feature for a little while now. Hark back to August of 2019. That's when we kind of got a hint of, yeah, something's coming like this. Fast forward over a year later, and here we are. Though it may not be there for you yet, but one way you can find out if you are is search for Christmas Hits Playlist. And if you can tap on the Spotify profile image and the story comes up, well, then you know you're part of the fun now. Whoopee! It wouldn't be a Monday without Hacker News, would it? Well, we got it for you. And it's for COVID-19 patients in Brazil. Yes, a bunch of medical data breaches happened in Brazil, and it was actually all care of a hospital worker that uploaded a spreadsheet with login details for two government databases to GitHub. And of course, by doing this, it exposed personal data for millions of COVID-19 patients. Now, the data actually included both mild cases as well as patients that needed hospitalization. And believe it or not, it actually covered some high-profile patients, too. Including the president of Brazil, his family, state governors, and even seven ministers. The only good thing about this, they know who did it, and they've got a hold of them already. The bad side of this, however, though, yeah, all hacks don't actually come out, a lot come within. Something that all organizations definitely need to keep an eye on nowadays. How was your Black Friday shopping? Did it go well? Well, I think it went well for a lot of people. In fact, it went so well, 21% more. Yep, that's what happened this year. Went online to do their Black Friday shopping. Hence, probably because of COVID-19 and because a lot of deals were happening online even before, yes, today, Cyber Monday. According to data coming out of the U.S., it jumped 21.6% year over year with over $9 billion in sales. In fact, over Thanksgiving and Black Friday, sales surged 265% online. However, though, it wasn't just the TVs and all those high-priced electronics that were on sale flying out the windows. No, it's also groceries, too. Grocery shopping actually jumped 397%, while personal care products jumped 556%. The biggest question is, will it continue in 2021? A lot of that might depend on just how effective those vaccines really will be for everyone. And finally, for you cat lovers out there, your next TV might have to be a Samsung, just for your cat. Let me elaborate. Yes, if you're planning on buying a 55-inch, maybe a 49-inch, or even a 43-inch television, don't throw that box away. Turn it into a cat house. That's right, Samsung has redesigned its TV boxes to be reused. And those of you that don't own a cat, well, you're not left out either. That's because you can actually turn it into, say, a magazine and book holder, or even a small little entertainment center. Now, don't worry, you'll actually get an additional instruction manual on top of the one that comes with your TV. But don't be looking for a manual on this one, Now, you'll have to scan a QR code if you want to gain access on how to actually assemble the thing. For right now, though, it looks like it's only going to be available in Korea, but Samsung says if it goes over well, which it probably will, look for it to roll out worldwide sometime in 2021. Got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, conveniently located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there and so much more techie goodness. You can also find us on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And join our ever-growing BTN community over at our Slack room. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.